Well, some of those aforementioned waterlogged live in St Mary's Bay. They're fed up, and they're heading to the Auckland City Council this morning to be heard in person. The residents say the council failed to act on their streets' blocked drains and a poorly designed stormwater system, which they blame for massive slips that have left some homes hanging precariously after flooding in the area. One of the residents, Carl Brown, joins us now. Kia ora, Carl.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. So what's the issue?
Well, frankly, the silence is deafening. For the last couple of years, I've been emailing the council, discussing the potential problems.
Specifically, what have you been emailing and discussing?
The pooling of water in the streets, the inability for the cesspits to cope with the water that's coming along past the house.
Cesspits?
Yes, cesspits, the cast iron grates that are actually outside in the streets where you see the water comes along through the curb and channeling.
Are they cesspits? I thought that was a drain.
No, a drain is actually underneath the cesspit. Okay, so the pit collects the water, and the drain reticulates it through to the the main stormwater line.
All right, I'm sure you know more about it than I do.
Yeah, I'm not a total expert on drainage, but I do work with hydraulics in my line of work. The primary concern that we've actually had as residents is they've had a $40 million plus upgrade, and they put a 7 metre long cesspit over the road, which collects absolutely zero water. It's on the high side of the road. The water comes down the street. It gets channeled directly straight across the road and pulls up through on the low side of the road.
So it's on the wrong side of the road.
Yes, correct. And I've been talking to them for the last 2 years about this. I went out and spoke to them when they were completing the job, and I said, this is not going to work. And they told me I didn't know what I was talking about.
So you've lost how much property on your place?
Well, I'm still losing it. I would have lost another 20 square metres in the last couple of days. But look, don't get me wrong. This is not... I'm not just sort of sitting there trying to be a big hero and talk about my property. This is an Auckland-wide problem. I'm talking about the fact that the cesspits haven't been cleaned out. I'm sure thousands and thousands of Aucklanders in various other suburbs are all in the same situation. From my understanding, Auckland Transport is responsible for cleaning the cesspits, and Auckland City Council is responsible for cleaning underneath the cesspit. Now, with regards to Auckland Transport, they've got the means, they've got the technology, they have got the people and the manpower on the ground to deal with this problem. They're very, very happy to go around and issue parking tickets, issue infringement notices. Those guys have got tablets on them. They could actually be doing this reporting, not expecting the public to ring up and report it. Whilst I keep the drains outside my house clean and further along the road, it's not my responsibility to actually get the sucker truck in and suck it up myself. So that's just a couple of ideas that I want to try and table with the council and see what explanations they've got. But I'm not just doing it for myself. I'm trying to actually move forward and get some action going. Because,
well, indeed, you're talking about a class action, aren't you?
We're considering that. We're considering that at this stage, yeah.
See how you get on. One of the residents of St Mary's Bay, Carl Brown.